What's better for your retirement, tips or MIGAs? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode number 110 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Let's talk about the differences between tips and MIGAs. Now, if you're just stumbling across this podcast for the first time, you're not familiar with annuities, a MIGA is a multi-year guaranteed annuity. And if you're not familiar with TIPS, that stands for Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. At first glance, these products seem like competitors. They're both considered conservative investments. They're both designed to preserve principal. And they both appeal to retirees looking for stability of their money. But here's the truth. They're actually solving two very different problems. Imagine you're building a house. You need a hammer, but you also need a screwdriver. Now imagine asking which tool is better. And that really depends on whether you're trying to drive a nail or you're trying to tighten a screw. Financial products work the exact same way. So the question isn't which one is better. The question really is, what job do I need this money to do? What is the purpose of the money? Let's go over the MIGAs first. And again, that stands for multi-year guaranteed annuity. You deposit your money with an insurance company, and in return, the insurance company guarantees a fixed interest rate for a specific number of years. It may be 3, 5, 7, or 10. The easiest way to understand these annuities is think of them as the insurance industry's version of a bank CD. It's a guaranteed amount of interest for a guaranteed amount of time. So if they promise you 5%, you earn 5%. If inflation is 1%, you still earn 5%. If inflation is 8%, you still earn 5%. Okay, your return does not change. And that is the beauty of the MIGA, the multi-year guaranteed annuity, because you know exactly what you're going to get before you send off a single dollar. There are no surprises in these things, and there's no fees with them either. In fact, MIGAs are very boring because they are so reliable and predictable. So now let's talk about the TIPS. With TIPS, you're basically lending money to the U.S. government. And instead of guaranteeing a fixed nominal return, the government guarantees a real return. What does that mean? Suppose you buy a TIPS paying a 2% real yield. If inflation is 3%, our approximate return before taxes ends up around 5%. If inflation jumps to 7%, your return rises too because the principal adjusts upwards with inflation. But here's the part many people don't realize. If inflation is lower than expected, your return is lower. And if we actually experience deflation, the value of your TIPS can decline during the life of that bond because the inflation-adjusted principal falls with it. So if you buy a newly issued TIPS and hold it to maturity, the Treasury generally guarantees you'll receive at least your original principal back, but you have to hold it until maturity. Unlike a MIGA, a TIPS doesn't promise a fixed account value every year. It promises to help preserve your purchasing power over time. And that's the difference. A MIGA says, I'll guarantee your interest rate, and a TIPS says, I'll adjust your principal for inflation. Those are two completely different promises. So let's look at an example. Suppose you have $100,000. Option one is a five-year MIGA that guarantees 5% annually. You know exactly what your account will be worth in 5 years, assuming you leave it untouched, even though there are some liquidity options for these MIGAs. Option two, you could buy a five-year TIPS. If inflation averages 5% and your real yield is 2%, your return could end up being higher than what the MIGA would provide. But if inflation averages only 1%, your return will likely be lower because you'll get the 1% plus the 2% real yield, so 3% total. Now let's look at another scenario, which is deflation, which does happen. And let's say there's a deflation of 3%. The Treasury adjusts your principal downward. So your principal becomes $100,000 minus 3% drops to $97,000. And now your interest is calculated on that $97,000, not the $100,000 that you started with. So you would still get that 2% real yield on it, but it'd be based on the decrease of the deflation amount. So 2% of $97,000, you would earn about a little over $1,900 that year in interest. So beginning principal after deflation, $97,000 at the end of the year with the 2% yield, your total would be just under $99,000. So your account value is lower than when you started because prices in the economy also fell. But let's ask the most important question here. What is the purpose of the money? What do you need this tool to accomplish for you? And if you simply want to earn a guaranteed rate for the next 3 to 10 years without worrying about changing inflation or fluctuating bond prices, that's where a MYGA may be more attractive for you because you know the rate, you know the guarantee period, and you know what to expect. But if the purpose of the money is to try and match inflation, that's where TIPS can be more attractive. And the government is trying to preserve your purchasing power, not guarantee that your account balance is always going to increase. Side by side, neither one is, quote, better. They're just solving different problems. And here's another way to think about it. A MYGA protects you from the uncertainty about interest rates, and a TIPS, which that's weird grammar, but that's how you say it, a TIPS protects you from uncertainty about inflation. And those are not the same risk. One final thought though, too often retirement planning becomes a search for the highest interest rate. And I really think that's the wrong goal in retirement planning, not while you're working and contributing. The better goal really should be building confidence. And confidence that your money is doing what you need it to do, not what someone else tells you it should be doing. Now, here's one thing that retirees should know. There's an odd tax rule that even though you don't receive the inflation adjustment in cash until maturity or sale of that TIPS, in a taxable account, you're generally taxed each year on both the interest you actually receive and the increase in principal due to the inflation. So that means you could owe tax on income you haven't actually received yet in cash. And this is what's sometimes called phantom income. And that's one reason many investors prefer to hold TIPS inside of a tax-deferred account like an IRA where those annual taxes are actually deferred or potentially avoided completely in something like a Roth IRA, depending on the rules. This is one advantage that MYGAs have is that it doesn't have this phantom income issue for non-qualified money. Because interest in annuities typically compounds inside of the annuity and taxation is generally deferred until you withdraw those earnings. And with something called a 1035 exchange, you can continue to defer those taxes forever if you want. So from a retirement income standpoint, TIPS provide semi-annual interest payments and inflation protection. But in taxable accounts, they can create an annual taxable income that exceeds the cash you've actually received for that year. With MYGAs, the interest is allowed to compound tax deferred, and you generally don't owe taxes until you take a withdrawal. That tax difference is often overlooked, but it can be an important factor when deciding which tool fits a particular retirement plan. And speaking of retirement plans, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, or you're already retired and you've accumulated anywhere from a few a few hundred thousand dollars to several $1 million, and you're just trying to figure out how to create reliable income without feeling completely exposed to market volatility, I offer what's called a retirement income clarity call. We'll walk through your current strategy, we'll identify any potential risk, and then determine if a guaranteed income strategy, like the Atlas Annuity strategy, is appropriate for your situation. And if it's not, I'll tell you that too. What we can do is schedule a short call by going to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar to see my availability. So go there. Let's get your questions answered. If you are enjoying this information, we certainly appreciate you sharing it, liking the video and the podcast, subscribing to the channel. That helps us get more exposure to get this retirement income information out to a lot of people. So those of you who do listen and watch on a regular basis, we do appreciate you joining in. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 110 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.